This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Hello to you, Jeff.
Well, hello, and it's going to be another great year, 2024. Looking forward to it, and love talking to you listeners out there. You always have some great questions for us.
I know. And then, Camille, hello to you.
Hello, hello. I am excited about today's topic because we are going to be talking about retirement and getting yourself ready to retire. You may be thinking, is 2024 your year to retire? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today, is your retirement forecast for the year of 2024. It's an election year, so you can understand the key factors you may want to consider before you enter this next phase of your life. Wonderful retirement. So thanks again for joining us on the Monolith Money Show. Make sure you write down these important information. First of all, our phone number is 916-367-6430, and you can call or you can text that number and the word schedule to set up a 15-minute retirement-ready phone call with Jeff or myself. That number is 916-367-6430. And of course, you can head to our website at any time. We have so much information on there, and you can book time on our calendar as well right there on our website. That's monolithfinancial.com. M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H financial.com.
Okay, so let's get into it. Financial analysts are saying persistent inflation that we're all experiencing, plus the possibility of living a long time in retirement, are really two of the biggest factors that everybody really needs to consider if they're going to retire this year. So let's talk about how you're discussing these things right here with people who are ready to retire and these challenges.
Well, I love this. And, you know, it's not something that we're just starting to do. It's actually something we've always done. So that is a large part of your personalized Monolith Money Map. So that math creates a basically guide and roadmap to what your retirement could look like. And one of the big areas we always look at is inflation. And that's where a lot of times Jeff and myself will sit down with new clients and we say, hey, we want you to do a budget worksheet. We're not trying to keep you on a budget, but it's really to make sure we're adding inflation where it properly needs to be in your overall plan. You know, some people, they'll have, you know, mortgage is maybe one of their largest expenses they currently have. Well, if they're on a fixed rate mortgage, that doesn't have inflation. So we don't want to add inflation in there. The other big thing is, you know, really looking at also how their expenditures are going to change over the years. So we have people that may end up paying off their house. So we want to get rid of that expense. Or we have people that really want to take advantage and live a very full life in the first few years of their retirement by traveling overseas. So we want to plan for that as well. So our Monolith Money Map, we really dive into what our clients' purposes and goals are so that we can help plan for those and help give our clients that confidence and comfort knowing, hey, I can do all these things and I can have a very relaxing, enjoyable retirement.
I love that. Yeah, that is great that you can kind of give people that confidence. So here's the deal. People right now are trying to save, right? But yet we're having to spend more because of inflation. And that's tough. You know, that's where Bobby and I are right now. You know, here we are trying to save for retirement. We're in our mid-60s, and yet, you know, costs are just going up. So talk about that challenge, please.
Well, one of the key parts that I usually start with is, hey, let's go ahead and let's look back at what inflation looks like over the years. I can look back 30, 40 plus years. The reasoning I do that is to give people some indication that just because it's high right now doesn't mean it's going to stay consistently high. But I love this. So we have a couple, and we'll go ahead and call them Larry and Julie.
Okay.
And Larry is your spreadsheet guy. He absolutely loves them. And they had been with us for about a year and a half, 2 years. And Larry goes, Camille, I love the technology that you guys use in order to create our Monolith Money Maps. I'm concerned about inflation. can you do me a favor and run inflation at a compounding 5% for the rest of our retirement? I just want to see if we're going to be okay. Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's aggressive, but not the last couple of years. So.
Yeah. And inflation has averaged over the span of the last 30 plus years about 3.25. That's where we're sitting on the average. But I ran it at 5% because that's the cool thing about having your own monolith money map is we're able to do that. And so I was able to show him, yes, in his plan. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to fit for everyone, but in his particular plan, that 5% wasn't going to alter what he could do in retirement to achieve those dreams and continue living that comfortable life that he had worked so hard to accomplish. So it was wonderful to be able to see that, but that is truly the power of the Monolith Money Map, is to be able to test things like that.
Well, what's nice, Camille, is you're actually listening to the client and doing what they want, not just coming up with a bunch of numbers that, you know, you come up with. You actually listen to the client and then actually put their plan together that fits their wants and needs.
Yeah, and I do have some conversations where I go, hey, we need to work on your spending. So I do have some of those conversations too. But you know what? It all starts with getting your own personalized monolith money map. If you don't have a plan for retirement, or you're a little bit worried about retirement or inflation or taxes or anything, I'm going to encourage you and say, why wouldn't you want to get a second opinion to figure out if your retirement plan can stack up against inflation and make sure that you can have those goals? It's such an important time in your life. And so let's make sure that it is that comfortable, confident, amazing retirement that you've planned for. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 916-367-6430 and say, hey, I'd love to speak to Jeff or Camille and get my 15-minute retirement ready phone call scheduled and on their books. Let's start planning for such an amazing retirement. 916-367-6430.
And I always like to give out their website too, because there's such good information there. And you can see more about Jeff and Camille and their awesome company working together as a father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group. It's monolithfinancial.com. Very simple. And we thank you for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show, where we talk about your money in retirement and what to do with it. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So here's one of the latest reports on Social Security for this year. And guys, we've talked about this a lot. The reports are saying that the Social Security Trust Fund could fall short this year without action by Congress. Now, this is 2024, right? So that's kind of scary, because what we've been saying is up in, you know, kind of the 30s, 2030. So one of the options being considered, of course, is raising that full retirement age, Camille.
Yeah, so they have to do something, and this is a question I get all the time, is what's going to happen to Social Security? The true answer is we really don't know, because Congress is consistently trying to make changes. The biggest thing I can say, and Jeff and I do joke about this, is it would be political suicide for anyone to come in and say, I'm going to get rid of Social Security.
Yes.
So I don't think it's going to go away. And the last time Congress made a change to Social Security like that was in 1983, when the full retirement age was raised to 67 for all Americans born in 1960 or later. So the current proposal they're looking at would raise the retirement age to 69, phased in over 8 years, and that would start in 2026.
Okay.
So they're looking at ways to make sure that Social Security doesn't run out for people. The other thing that we've discussed a lot is, well, they'll maybe find ways to tax Social Security a little bit more so that they can build up those reserves a little bit. One thing Jeff and I do like to discuss a lot of times is, for a lot of people, is we can't just rely on Social Security. And that is why Jeff and myself, we spend so much time on that income planning phase of your retirement. Because let's just be honest, you can't retire without income. So let's make sure you have enough income to continue to keep the roof over your head and pay for your everyday lifestyle options. So if you don't have enough income coming in, I highly encourage you to sit down and let's talk about making sure we can fund your retirement for those everyday living expenses.
So we were talking about how this is an election year. So there is so much up in the air right now as this cycle starts to heat up. Jeff, how are you talking to your clients who are worried about all this uncertainty?
Well, what's very interesting, Luann, is we're always talking to our clients about all this uncertainty.
True.
I mean, this has been going on for, I don't know, as long as I've been in the business, which is over 30 years. There is uncertainty in what interest rates are. There's uncertainty in what the stock market's doing. There's uncertainty with what the heck your kids are doing. There's just all this stuff that goes on in people's lives that we have to plan for. And we have to have it in a plan so that we can adjust as life changes. One of the greatest things, and Camille mentioned this earlier, is, hey, if you come in and something's changed in your life, we can work with you and show you in writing how it's going to affect you in your retirement. It's all about enjoying your retirement. And at 66, which I'll be 67 this year, people keep asking me when I'm going to retire. Well, I'm going to slow down. I won't come in as much, but I love what I do. We just love helping you out there and putting together plans that you can enjoy retirement in. Give us a call, 916-367-6430. You know, that 15-minute call, we get so many questions answered so that we can actually then move forward to an actual meeting together and actually start working on a plan with you. But it just takes you making that simple call, 916-367-6430. Let's start talking together.
Right now, we're going to dig into some Monolith Money questions, okay? Some retiree questions. So I'm going to pose about, I don't know, what do I have here? About four questions for you guys. You ready for that today?
You
ready,
bet.
Ready.
Okay, first question is from Will. He says, my mom and dad both needed nursing home care in their later years, so I'm really worried about needing it myself. I'm 63, and long-term care insurance seems very expensive at this age, but should I go ahead and get it for my peace of mind, if nothing else?
Oh, 100%, I'd say get it for peace of mind. Okay. But also find out the different ways of being able to pay for that. So you could have a standalone policy, which in a lot of cases, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
But that's okay because most insurances work that way, right? Auto insurance,
right. Yeah.
Homeowners insurance. But there's other types of long-term care. We have products that give you a pension. So we have products that give you a guaranteed income, and they'll give you 1.5 times or 2 times that if you can't do, let's say, 2 of the active day living functions, which means that you could be in your home, you could be in a care facility, you could be, I always say, on the beach in Hawaii, as long as you have a qualified caregiver giving you care and you can't do at least 2 of those active day living functions. So I believe that in today's world, they're keeping us around longer and longer.
Yeah.
And so more and more people are ending up in care facilities and need long-term care. And if you just look up and down the streets as you drive around, the buildings are going up everywhere. And they wouldn't be making so many long-term care facilities if they didn't think there was going to be just a tremendous need for it.
Right.
So, yes, I would say sit down with Monolith Financial Group, and we'll give you different ways that you can put together a long-term care plan.
Okay, good to know. All right, very good. Here's a question from Jill. This is about Social Security. She says, I started taking my Social Security when I turned 62, which was 2 years ago. Was that a mistake? Should have I waited?
Hey, Jill. Well, one of the things I always like to say is if you can't change it, you know, a lot of times don't dwell too much on it, right? But one of the big points with Social Security is you turned it on at 62. So that actually may have benefited you in the long run. Some of the questions is, were you still working? If you were still working and taking it at 62, well, you may have gotten less of the benefits just because of the way Social Security works, where it says, okay, if you're working a certain amount over, then Social Security will start taking away part of what they're giving you. The other part is if you were already retired at 62, well, now you just added more to your Social Security income, and so you're having to take less from your other investments. You know, it really all depends on your personal situation. So no, you didn't necessarily maybe make a mistake. So I'm gonna ask you this. Have you been enjoying retirement, and has having Social Security helped you out? Because honestly, if the answer to that is yes, then you're completely fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very good. I have a question for you. It's kind of Luann's question.
All right, Luann, mailbag.
Yeah, jump in.
It actually has to do with Social Security, though, but I have a friend who, she's worked pretty much part-time her whole life, and she's going to start collecting Social Security. I think she's like 63 or something, but because she can, you know. But then isn't there a deal where she could collect her husband's, half of her husband's or something, if she didn't work full-time? Or is that,
yes.
Does he
yes.
get less than, though, ultimately?
No.
Oh.
So that's kind of, you know, why I joke sometimes Social Security is going bankrupt.
Yes. I mean, how can they do that?
So it's called the spousal benefit.
Okay.
And so what you'd be looking at is if your husband is already, or I should say your friend's husband is already taking Social Security, then you can easily go into Social Security and go, hey, if I was to collect my husband's, would I get more? Because that's what they're going to tell you.
Yeah.
So let's say the husband's getting $2,000 a month and she's getting $800. And I'm not going to go into all the crazy logistics here, simplest of terms, she could get half. So if he's getting $2,000, that would be $1,000. So she could get a $200 a month raise.
Huh.
So it's always worth asking the question.
Yep.
And, you know, it's something I say in all areas of life. The worst answer you could get is just no.
Yeah.
So why not ask the question? Because you could be missing out on an extra $200 a month or maybe even more. So don't be afraid to ask that question. And, you know, for your friends, if they have that question, I'm happy to look into it for them. Because, I mean, who wouldn't want a raise, even if it's $10? I'll take it.
Exactly. More a month. So, Camille, you have your Social Security certification. Give out this number again, 916-367-6430. Yeah, Camille can certainly help you at Monolith Financial Group. All right, here we go. Let's move on to another question. This is from Chrissy. She says, I admit that I'm a worrier and probably spend too much time fretting about financial matters. Can you tell me just a few things I should be particularly concerned about as a 62-year-old woman? I think I'll feel better if I can just worry about a few things instead of worrying about everything. Jeff, I'll give that one to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, Chrissy, I'm sorry about your worrying about everything, because it, first of all, it doesn't sound like you have a plan. And that, for one, would help you stop worrying about a lot of things like maybe financial matters. It brings to mind one of our clients that she was looking at retiring, and this was before COVID, and then went through COVID, and all of a sudden she's like, you know, work is just not fun anymore. Camille has a great saying is, we put together a plan for you so that you're just one bad day away from saying, I'm retired.
Aww.
So we got together with her and sat down, and she had a pension. We were able to increase the amount in her pension. So number one, we want to see if those opportunities fit in your financial plan. A single woman, you know, how long have you been single? Would you want to get married again? You don't know that until you meet that right person, right? But there are a lot of things like Camille mentioned earlier. What about long-term care? Is somebody going to care for you if you need long-term care? Do you want to stay at home, or are you going to go into a facility? All those things should be written down and put into a plan. So guess what? You're not worrying about them anymore. If you have health concerns, how about if you want to move? A lot of people are saying, hey, I want out of California. I want to move somewhere else. We want to have that in a plan for you. So we go ahead and put together a plan so you don't have to worry.
Love it. Love it. That is what Jeff and Camille are here for. Again, if you have questions, they can help find answers for you. Again, that number, I will just give that number out, 916-367-6430. We want you to have that handy. Okay, here's another question for you. This is from Dale. And he says, we never spent much money during our working years. And now that we've been retired for a couple of years, we're still not spending much. So it seems that we're going to end up leaving a lot of money to our four kids. But I'm worried that some of the tax changes that I've been hearing about could really eat into what we want to leave the kids. What kind of planning do I need to be doing on this?
I love this. And, you know, Dale, you are not alone. This is a conversation we have with a lot of our client families. And maybe not even if they're worried they're going to be leaving too much, but they're just worried about taxes in general. So we always look at tax efficiency. But one of the big things, you know, you had mentioned is leaving the kids money later on when you pass and you're not spending it now. One thing you could do that Jeff and myself and the team here at Monolith is we say, why wait? Why not maybe gift them some of the monies now and actually watch them enjoy it?
Yeah.
So
that's a great idea. Mm. Yep.
Yeah, we love this one. It's amazing what you can do right now instead of waiting too. So you can currently give $18,000 per person. That's the annual gift limit. But you also have a lifetime gift, which that continues to change. That just means you have to file a form if you give more than the $18,000 per person. So it really comes down to, what do you want to do? Anyone that's listening, if you have questions, if you want to optimize something in your plan, or curious if you even can, give us a call, 916-367-6430. Our team at Monolith Financial Group is ready and we are prepared to help you navigate retirement, whatever that means for you. Thanks again so much for listening to the Monolith Money Show, and we can't wait to get together with each and every one of you to help create a comfortable and confident retirement.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.